This is Home Improvement USA, the program where the industry experts give the best information on home improvement products and services. Join us now as we begin this hour of Home Improvement USA.
And welcome to Home Improvement USA. I'm Dave Rush along with Steve Leventhal. Good show on tap, Steve. Welcome to the show today.
Well, thank you very much, sir.
All right. Good to have you. And
you just say that because you're recording in my studio.
Well, we've got a good show coming up. Pro Energy Consultants is with us, and they'll be the first guest up on the show. Mark Canella from Pro Energy Consultants. When he comes on, we talk about energy efficiency in the home. He talks about duct systems and sealing up the cracks and places where hot air and cold air can come in and out. So Mark Canella will be with us, Pro Energy Consultants.
So if you have high electricity bills, like almost all of us do, you definitely want to check this out.
Or if you see your it spike in a month or something like that, where you see there might be a problem, they can come in and kind of diagnose, kind of like a house doctor coming in and looking at some of the different energy efficiency deficiencies you might have in the home.
Say that again.
Energy efficiency deficiencies.
Very good. Very good.
Shut up, Steve. Okay. And then after that, from the Scotts Company, Ashton Ritchie. He comes on the program quite often and talks lawn and garden with us. Their website is Scotts. If you want to go up there, no apostrophe, S-C-O-T-T-S. While we're talking to Ashton, a lot of good information up there. We have Ashton on the show quite often. Then later in the program, another guest, Steve and I will cover a topic at the very end of the program. It's all coming up this hour of Home Improvement USA. If you want to check out broadcast times, where we air, information about guests on the show, you can go to homeimprovementusa.com or homeimprovementusa.fm, also homeimprovementusa.net. And if you want to hear archive programs that we've done throughout the years, just go to Home Improvement USA Radio online, your favorite search engine. A lot of different interviews from guests across the country. And just check it out, Home Improvement USA. I'm Dave Rush along with Steve Leventhal. We got a lot more. Stay with us on the show.
How low can you go? I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. No, I'm not talking about a limbo dance. I'm talking about mowing your yard. Stay tuned to find out the answer right after this.
Beautify your outdoor living spaces with Pavestone's elegant collection of pavers, retaining walls, patio stones, and edging. Pavestone's easy do-it-yourself products have a unique way of transforming landscapes into beautiful dreamscapes. Discover how you can enhance your outdoor living spaces with attractive and durable interlocking patio stones, driveway pavers, steps, retaining walls, pathway edging, fire pits, and planters by visiting pavestone.com.
Even for folks who love their yards, there are times when mowing can become a drudgery. So to get the most out of each mowing, they lower the blade as far as it'll go, hoping they can go an extra week before it needs it again. While this will certainly increase mowing intervals, it can also result in patches of dead lawn. Because cutting grass that short exposes the roots, which dries out the soil too quickly, giving you the neighborhood yard that looks the worst. Grass can be at its healthiest when you only cut about a third of the overall blade height each time you mow. That means setting the mower a little higher and mowing more frequently. When you do this, the lawn will be thicker, greener, and more resistant to the growth of weeds, and a lot nicer to look at. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
If you have a rodent problem in your home, any remedy is temporary until you prevent them from entering. For a permanent solution, buy Excluder. Rodent and pest barriers, made of a patented blend of coarse stainless steel and polyfibers, Excluder permanently seals holes and crevices where rodents enter. No chemicals or pesticides, and Excluder door sweeps stop entry under your doors. See it all online at buyXcluder.com. That's buyXcluder.com. buyXcluder.com.
Now, back to Home Improvement USA.
We're in the This Week in Home Services segment of Home Improvement USA. I'm Dave Rush, along with Steve Leventhal. Mark Canella from Pro Energy Consultants is with us. Their website, just like it sounds, proenergyconsultants.com. Good information up there if you're thinking about making your home more energy efficient. Today, we're talking about building durability issues with Mark. And let's start with ice damming, Mark. This is certainly a problem that a lot of people have throughout the country in the cold months. So what can you do to prevent these ice dams? Because that can certainly mess your roof up.
Oh, absolutely. You know, not only the roofing, but the gutters, which typically can cause a lot of water intrusion issues. And a lot of customers, you know, they'll do whatever they possibly can with respect to, you know, buying a product, a gutter cable system that goes on the outside that these cables actually heat up in the wintertime. And the hope is that it will melt the snow. And sometimes those work. Most of the times that they don't work. And really the function, the cause of ice damming, big icicles on the outside of the home, is a function of heat loss. And heat loss is coming from, obviously, from the interior of the home into the attic assembly. It's warming up the attic. It's melting the first layer of snow on the roof, which turns into a liquid. And as it, you know, runs down the rake of the roof, you know, it's exposed to the outside ambient temperature and then freezes again. So truly the only way to reduce or eliminate this buildup of ice is to eliminate or reduce the heat loss from the house.
Okay, and I think a lot of people might be might get confused about that. They would think, how does the heat from my attic, what does that have to do with this? That's it. It's heating up the roof because you have the heat loss into the attic, so you wind up with ice dams. So what could a company like yours do to help a homeowner prevent this?
Yeah, well, the first step is to identify the cause and to pinpoint exactly where the heat loss is in the home. And we're able to do that with our process, blower door testing. We also use infrared thermal imaging that we could go into a home and truly identify where the heat loss is. And a thermal image is kind of like an X-ray or an MRI for your home. You know, there's always areas in a home that many people don't think about that are that's allowing pathways for heat to escape into the attic. And, you know, we kind of rely on not only our equipment to identify this, but the building science behind it. And in the wintertime, Dave, the warm, expensive air wants to get to the coldest part of the home, and that's to the attic. And areas like recessed can lights or attic hatches that aren't protected properly are pathways for this warm air to escape. Again, heats up the attic enough, and then we'll melt that snow that causes the ice dams.
All right, now let's talk about water intrusion, Mark. And this can be a problem for homeowners. And what should people do if they have water intrusion, and what does it do to their home that maybe somebody like you might be able to help them with?
Yeah, water intrusion is a big issue in the wintertime, and that's caused by, you know, ice backing up from the outside, getting underneath the shingles, and then actually coming down into the home. And it's a major, major problem for a lot of homes in the north. And again, that's the symptom. The icicle or the water intrusion is the symptom. The cause is heat loss. So until you identify and truly understand the cause, the heat loss, you know, you're really never truly going to solve the problem. So, again, it all comes back to identifying all the pathways that this warm, expensive air is escaping somebody's home to get into the attic space.
All right, Steve, you wanted to chime in here?
Yeah, Mark, I had a question. Is there any kind of like a little checklist I should have of places I should go and look, or, you know, can you even like on the outside see,
You know how you can see sort of heat vapor in the wintertime?
Yeah, yeah. A visual inspection, Steve, of the outside will a pretty good indication of, heat loss. You know, it's always interesting in the wintertime if you drive down the street, you can always kind of tell the homes that are fairly well insulated because there's still a lot of snow on the roof. And in those homes that aren't that well insulated or have a lot of building leakage, they really don't have a lot of snow on the roof. And then, of course, you know, you can always see those areas where some of the snow is staying on the roof, some of it isn't. What's always interesting is you always seem to see a lot of snow on homeowners' garages and not a whole lot of snow on the home itself. And we always point this out to customers. And the main reason is because most people, they're not heating their garage. So therefore, the snow is staying on it. They're heating their house, so therefore the snow isn't really staying on it. So there is some visual inspections that you can do from the outside. From the inside, you know, again, it's recessed can lights. It's all kinds of building cavities that folks may not be aware of that may originate in the basement. They go all the way to the attic. Around a masonry chimney is usually a major cause of heat loss. So there are some areas within the home that you can visually inspect as well.
All right, good information from Mark Canello from Pro Energy Consultants. You're listening to This Week in Home Services right here on Home Improvement USA. Now, you have on our list here, Mark, humidity. What does humidity have to do with building durability issues?
Yeah, and that's another major issue that homeowners face in the wintertime. It's either too much humidity or a lack of humidity. And when we talk about too much humidity, normally the telltale sign of that is a lot of condensation on windows, on glass. And in many homes, it's so bad that the woodwork around the window actually decays and rots, and it ruins the woodwork around the window. And in many cases, those homes are actually too tight. They're actually underventilated, so the home isn't breathing enough. And so there's a lot of moisture in the home, and that moisture is always going to go to the coldest part of the home. Our process will allow us to understand not only if a home is too leaky or is too tight, which would cause this humidity, high-level humidity issue. Conversely, a lot of people purchase humidifiers, whether those go centrally on a furnace or individual humidifier units throughout the house, and that's because the house is real leaky. So we have a lot of expensive heated air leaving the home, which then is replaced by cold, dry air, which dries out the house. So humidity levels, whether too high or too low, can significantly degrade the durability of a home. Obviously, too much humidity can ruin woodwork, but it can also potentially cause some mold issues. Lack of humidity, you know, typically affects homeowners with very dry skin. We've had customers that it was so dry in their home, they experienced bloody noses, a lot of static electricity, potential health issues. So, you know, we're able to identify, you know, what exactly is going on in this home with respect to either too much or not enough humidity.
Mark, I have another question. This is Steve. Can you tell me what the optimal humidity level would be in the house? Because I know, like, our humidifier actually gives us a percentage.
Right. Great question. The EPA will recommend relative humidity readings in the winter anywhere between 35 and 45%. Now, a lot of homes that we're in that have a lack of humidity, when we measure it, it's around, you know, 10 or 12%, very, very low, which again, causes all these issues and also creates a lot of comfort issues. The lower the humidity, the colder you feel. So that's the energy penalty. For these homes that have excessive humidity, you know, they're running 50, 60, 70% relative humidity in these homes that, again, create these indoor air quality issues such as mold. And, you know, there's been a lot of talk about dust mites and some of these other things going on in homes. And humidity will either allow these dust mites to thrive or not. And anything typically over 45 to 50%, the dust mites can live. Anything below that, they simply cannot live. So keeping your home anywhere between 35 and 45% relative humidity is the key.
All right, great information. Mark Canella, Pro Energy Consultants, the website proenergyconsultants.com. Mark comes on the program quite often and gives us some good advice as far as energy efficiency in the home, and that's what we're doing today. If you don't do it right, you wind up with different situations like ice damming and some of the other issues that Mark has discussed in this segment. Mark, thanks very much for coming on the show again, and we'll be talking to you soon.
All right. Great. Thanks, guys.
All right. Mark Canella, Pro Energy Consultants. You hear several interviews with Mark and other experts in the home services industry. Go to homeimprovementusa.net and hit the This Week in Home Services button. Hours worth of archived interviews up there. We'll be back with a lot more on Home Improvement USA.
The Year in Sports, a presentation of CRLRadio.com. I'm Bob Terrell. Join us in 1987 on The Year in Sports. The Washington Redskins finished 1987 with a 14-4 season in the NFC, making them the best in the league. That season culminated in a Super Bowl victory over the Denver Broncos, and the Redskins making history by starting the first African-American quarterback in a Super Bowl, Doug Williams. In the NBA Finals, it was the LA Lakers over the Boston Celtics 4-2. The key moment of the series was Magic Johnson's junior skyhook in Game 4. The 1987 World Series, named the Series on the Mississippi, with both cities located on the banks of the Mississippi, saw the Minnesota Twins beating the St. Louis Cardinals 4-3, giving the Twins their first World Series victory since 1924. And in Stanley Cup playoff action, it was Wayne Gretzky's final season with the Edmonton Oilers. They took their fourth Stanley Cup in 5 years by sweeping the Boston Bruins 4-0. I'm Bob Terrell. Thanks for joining us in 1987 on The Year in Sports, a presentation of CRLRadio.com.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-518-1573, 800-518-1573.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-518-1573, 800-518-1573.
You know, sometimes when you compare prices on products, you think to yourself, what difference does it make? The rates are all about the same anyway. But sometimes the rates are very different. Let me give you an example where there's a huge difference in pricing between companies. Vehicle protection plans. Look, if your car is 4 years or older, having a vehicle protection plan is a no-brainer. The trick is not to overpay for it. Here are the facts. The average price of a vehicle protection plan is $2,800, while the price of a TOCO warranty vehicle protection plan for most vehicles is just $1,500. The average down payment on a vehicle protection plan is $299. With TOCO warranty, there's no down payment. The average monthly payment on a vehicle protection plan is more than $160 a month. With TOCO, the average monthly payment is just $49. To get a highly rated vehicle protection plan at a great low rate, call TOCO Warranty at 1-800-987-3157. That's 1-800-987-3157. Terms and conditions apply.
Now, back to Home Improvement USA.
Back on the program, Home Improvement USA, Dave Rush along with Steve Leventhal. Now we bring in from the Scotts Company, Ashton Ritchie. Ashton, welcome back to the show. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Dave, Steve, good to talk to you guys again.
All right, good to talk to you, Ashton. Say hello to Ashton, Steve.
Hello to Ashton.
Okay. And Ashton comes to us from Atlanta area, correct?
That's right.
All right. Now today,
Hotlanta.
Hotlanta. I always have a good time when I go there. So today we're going to talk a bit about insects. And, of course, Scotts, the lawn and garden company, their website, scotts.com. What insects give people the most problems in their lawn and garden, Ashton?
Well, you know, lots of folks deal with fleas and ticks and ants. Some parts of the country have fire ants. You got chiggers, all of those, and, you know, just lots of different ones. But the good news is you can take care of all of those in your lawn with the Ortho Bug Be Gone Max. Just spread those granules down on your lawn. Do it before rain or before you can water it in, and then, boom, you're taking care of about 100 different kinds of insects. But most noticeably, fleas, ticks, ants, fire ants. The other ones that you get are the ones that get into your house. And that's the one that a lot of folks say, you know, gosh, dog, I don't like the roaches. I don't like the scorpions. I don't like the carpenter ants. And Ortho has a product for that as well.
For inside the house?
Yeah, actually what you do, the approach that I've taken around my home is I treat the outer perimeter of my home with the Ortho Home Defense, and I use the liquid, and you can put it right on the end of your hose. And what I like about it is you can actually spray it in a band around your house and actually get it up on your foundation, and it doesn't actually smell and it doesn't stain your house at all, but it gives you several months worth of protection for all those insects that like to try to get into your house, the roaches, the ants, the scorpions, all that kind of thing.
Now, Ashton, you say before you water outside to prevent insects outside. So that's when you apply the product?
Yeah, if you're going to put the Ortho Bug Be Gone Max on your lawn, then you want to do it before you're getting a rain or before you irrigate. If you're going to spray around your outer foundation with the Ortho Home Defense around your perimeter of your house, you don't have to worry about the rain because you can actually spray that on end of a hose, or you can use the granule, either one. There's a Home Defense Max that works for you know, granule or liquid on the outside of your home.
Well, I just want to know why Dave was looking at me when you said fleas and ticks.
Well, he carries
you know, he's
them.
Known you for a long time, Steve, yeah. And you know.
He's carried them.
You know, you just call it like you see it.
As long as I've known him, he's carried fleas and ticks. You mentioned chiggers. I was wondering, what is a chigger? Do you know?
Well, you know, chiggers are like a little microscopic spider is the best way I know to call it. And so, you know, sometimes they'll be on the ground or they'll be on stumps. And folks get them when they sit down on the ground or say in a wooded area or sit on a stump or on a rock. And all of a sudden they can get into your onto your skin, and then they bite, and they can be pretty uncomfortable, leaving you quite a rash that itches for quite some time.
Gotcha. Okay.
The biggest bug, I guess, or indoor insect that we seem to have in my house up here in the Midwest are the earwigs.
Yes, and earwigs is something the Home Defense Max works well on. There's a whole lot of insects that it works well on, and again, I like it because it doesn't smell and it doesn't stain. And it lasts for a number of months before you have to retreat again.
All right. Ashton Ritchie is with us from the Scotts Company. One thing that you didn't mention was termites. And termites, you really have to go to the pros, right?
Typically, you do. Ortho Home Defense Max does have a termite and destructive bug killer concentrate. But, you know, the key there is, you know, you got to do the trenching, and you've got to, you know, there's some very specific directions you need to follow, but you're using a material that's very, very effective against termites, and so, you know, that's part of that home defense lineup that you can get from Ortho.
So I guess the other question that I would always have, anything related to, you know, indoor pest control, is what about my animals? We have cats in the house. Do I have to worry about them and their safety?
Yeah, we've got cats too, and you know, they're part of the family. And so when we're treating on the inside of the house, we use a specific home defense that's got a spray wand that just puts just that little bead of material right down underneath the, say, the kitchen cabinets, around the refrigerator, anywhere where you've seen maybe the little small ants coming in or anything like that. And it's safe to use. Once it's dried, then the pets can walk on it and get around it, and it's nothing in there that's going to hurt them.
Okay, so we talk inside the home. We've talked on the lawn. In the garden, is it the same thing? The applications are the same in the garden? And are there other insect problems that you find in the garden that you might not find in the lawn itself?
Yeah, if you've got, say you've got your vegetables, you're trying to grow them and you want to be as aware as you can about what you're putting on them. So you only want to put something that's really designed for fruits and vegetables. And Ortho has a totally different product for that, which is actually called Ortho Flower, Fruit, and Vegetable Insect Killer. And you can spray that right on anything you're going to eat, and it's going to be safe to use and kill in the insects there.
All right, Ashton Ritchie from the Scotts Company, the website scotts.com. Very briefly, Ashton, tell us what people will see when they go to the Scotts website.
Well, when you get to the Scotts website, there's places where you can go to sign up for free email reminders telling you what to do and when to do it on your lawn based on where you live, based on your zip code. There's videos. There's lots of information you can get to. Right on the front, in the front page of scotts.com, there's a blog that I do. It's called our expert blog. So you can click on that and you can actually ask me a question and I will answer it, answer your comment answer your question with a comment, and other folks can see what you've asked and see how I answered it. But I usually put several posts up there a week so that you can get on top of your lawn and garden, and you can see how our garden grows down here in Georgia and some of the things we have planted and some of the ideas that I like to pass along.
Now, when you go to the Scotts website, there is no apostrophe there, right?
No, it's scotts.com, scotts.com.
Okay, and we...
Well, also, Dave, you can also get it at ortho.com, because that's the one I'm looking at.
Okay.
Yeah, you can go to ortho.com. Miracle-Gro has a website, and you can go back and forth between the websites very easily.
Well, that's why we have Steve on the program, to add little tidbits just like that. Thank you, Steve.
Certainly not for my knowledge of home improvement.
Now, Ashton, the rules are a lot different in Canada, and even though we're Home Improvement USA, we stream in a lot of different places, and so we're heard worldwide, actually. We have people from all around the globe clamoring to listen to the show and take in the program.
Clamoring?
Yeah, clamoring. What about our Canadian friends? What are you going to tell them? Because the rules are different up there.
Yeah, we have a different products up that we sell up there. We've got different products we sell in the UK and in England, Australia. So, we've got the products that work for those particular areas that have been researched in those areas.
Okay. And, you touched on something here, the research. How do you go about developing a lot of these products? And that's something we really haven't asked you too much on the show in the past. How about your R&D and your engineering for these different product lines that you have? It's got to be a pretty extensive operation.
Yeah, that's quite a good question. We have research facilities in Ohio. We have one in Florida. We have one up in Oregon. We have one in the UK. We have one in Australia. We also have programs with many of the agriculture schools, many of the universities, like Texas A&M and other ones across the country, where we actually have research facilities that we have there, and then many of them also do testing for us. But we have well over 100 people that have advanced degrees, that are the scientists, the entomologists, the plant pathologists, the agronomists, the horticulturists—they're all developing the products to make sure that you have something that's going to do the job on your lawn, your garden, so that it's easy to do and it's something that's going to actually work.
Okay, and Ashton, just about yourself—we've got about a minute left here. You've been with Scotts for a long time. How long have you been with Scotts?
Be careful.
I'm not calling you old.
I started with Scotts in 1973. I was a mere ute, to quote the movie My Cousin Vinny.
Couple of utes.
Actually, I was with the Extension Service as a county extension agent for a few years before that when I first got out of school.
Okay. That's a long, that's over 40
73,
years.
Yeah. That's 40 plus years, yeah.
Well, that's pretty good. You must be doing all right to keep the position that long. Well, Ashton, we sure appreciate you coming on the program again. And you hear Ashton every few weeks on Home Improvement USA. He's a good guest, offered some good information here on insects in the lawn, the garden, and actually inside the home. Ashton, thank you very much, and have a great remainder of your day.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks, Steve. Good to talk with you.
Always a pleasure.
Okay, Ashton Ritchie, the Scotts Company. Again, the website, scotts.com, S-C-O-T-T-S. And always mention that you can put your zip code in there. It's a lot different, your lawn and garden needs, from Arizona to Wisconsin or Washington State to Florida. So put your zip code in there and you'll get good information for your particular area. I'm Dave Rush along with Steve Leventhal. This is Home Improvement USA. We've got a lot more coming back on the program, so stay with us. Again, our website's homeimprovementusa.com and homeimprovementusa.net and homeimprovementusa.fm. Home Improvement USA, your home improvement information source since 1994. Back after this.
If you've ever had a roof leak, you're familiar with the ugly stain that's left behind on your ceiling after the leak is fixed. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll tell you how to take care of that stain right after this.
Concerned about grout staining? Worry no more. New Fusion Pro Single Component Grout from Custom Building Products is a revolutionary new grout with unsurpassed stain resistance built into the formulation. It resists common household stains, and it never needs to be sealed like standard grout. And unlike other stain-resistant grouts on the market, such as epoxy or urethane, Fusion Pro is easy to work with and clean. So no matter if you're tiling yourself or hiring a professional, ask for Fusion Pro Grout for a beautiful, long-lasting tile installation.
When a roof leak reaches the living space of your home, the water stains the drywall where it soaks through. Many people assume that they can just roll a coat of paint over the spot and the problem is solved, but it doesn't work that easily because the stain will bleed right back through. The solution is a stain blocking primer, and the easiest way to apply it is with a spray can. In fact, some manufacturers design cans to spray up and even formulate the color to match a typical off-white ceiling. First, cover the area beneath the stain with a drop cloth, then gently dust the spot with the primer until it disappears. You want to feather the primer out around the stain a bit so the repair is less visible. And remember, several light coats are a lot better than one heavy coat. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Painting just got easier with Handy Paint products. Hey, kick the bucket, paint like a professional with fewer spills and faster cleanups with the Handy Paint Pail and Paint Cup. Easy come, easy roll, the Handy Paint Tray, Roller Cup, and Roller Pail are perfect for all projects big and small. And if you're climbing the ladder, use the multi-use Handy Ladder Pail for all your projects, the safe way to transport paint and tools on a ladder. Painting just got easier with Handy Paint Pail products.
You know, sometimes when you compare prices on products, you think to yourself, what difference does it make? The rates are all about the same anyway. But sometimes the rates are very different. Let me give you an example where there's a huge difference in pricing between companies. Vehicle protection plans. Look, if your car is 4 years or older, having a vehicle protection plan is a no-brainer. The trick is not to overpay for it. Here are the facts. The average price of a vehicle protection plan is $2,800, while the price of a TOCO warranty vehicle protection plan for most vehicles is just $1,500. The average down payment on a vehicle protection plan is $299. With TOCO warranty, there's no down payment. The average monthly payment on a vehicle protection plan is more than $160 a month. With TOCO, the average monthly payment is just $49. To get a highly rated vehicle protection plan at a great low rate, call TOCO Warranty at 1-800-987-3157. That's 1-800-987-3157. Terms and conditions apply.
Now, back to Home Improvement USA.
Welcome back to Home Improvement USA. Dave Rush with Steve Leventhal. And now from a company called Excluder, we're going to talk rodent control. And when we do this, we bring in Drew McFadden from Excluder. He's the director of marketing for this company. Drew, how are you today?
I'm great, Dave. How are you?
All right, good to have you. Steve, say hello to Drew. We're going to talk rodents, right?
That's right. We're going to get rid of some, or prevent, really. It's not really, it's not exterminator. It's more like a prevention, right?
Right.
That's correct,
exactly.
Yeah. But keep Steve, have you, in the first place.
Have you ever had a mouse problem in your house?
As a matter of fact, just the other day, the wife said she thought there was a rodent chewing on the little weather stripping on the bottom of the garage door. So I guess I do.
Okay, but you have cats, right? So that
Yeah, but they don't go in the garage.
Okay. Well, Drew, first off, tell us what Excluder is, and then we're going to talk about rodent control, what people do when they find that they have a rodent problem, and a lot of remedies. So, but first, tell us what Excluder does.
So Excluder is the basic material is the Excluder fill fabric, which is coarse stainless steel mixed with some polyfiber so it's springy, and you use it to fill the little gaps and openings around your house where mice or rats or other pests would like to come in. You know, think about a round fence around where the HVAC lines come into the house, that kind of thing.
Okay. So, how did it get started?
Excluder got started for the pest control industry. They were originally using just basic steel wool for the same purpose. But the problem with steel wool was it was only a temporary solution because it rusted out. And we developed this product because it doesn't rust and the poly doesn't degrade, and so it creates a permanent solution. And it took off in the pest control industry, used by just about every major pest control company. And now we make it available to homeowners as well.
Okay, well, the website is by the letter Excluder, byexcluder.com. That's where you go to learn about these products. But let's talk about rodent control, and then as we get into this, you know, how your product kind of applies. When somebody has a rodent problem, you know, it's kind of traumatic to a lot of people. You know, it's not really that much for me. I mean, if you have a mouse, you have a mouse, but haven't you found in your business and working in this industry that it really affects a lot of people when they have a rodent problem?
Oh, sure. It can be one little mouse, or often where there's one, there are many. And it's, for a lot of people, it's a big concern. Mice, rats, all kinds of rodents carry many, many different diseases. And they're fairly gross creatures in that when they walk around, they leave a trail, and like a mouse will urinate in micro droplets something like 3,000 times a day. So it's just like a kind of constant trail of mouse urine wherever they go in your house. And when you get that, you're like, yeah, it's a gross thing. So for a lot of people, they want to get the problem solved and make sure they don't have to deal with it again.
Okay. And most people, they just go out and buy traps. That's the first thing they do, right? Or maybe some poisons or the such, right?
Right. You run down to the hardware store and you've got baits. You know, there's the baits and traps and the poisons and things like that. And those will, they will catch the mice that are in the house and will get rid of them for the time being. But unless you actually find the place where they're getting in, you're going to have a recurring problem. I always tell people there's sort of three steps to solving your rodent problem permanently. The first thing, obviously, is sanitation, clean up if you've got food sources, things like that, easy places for them to hide outside, brushes, leaves piled up by the side of the house, clean up all that stuff. Then you got to patch the holes where they're getting in, seal those up, and then the last thing, you still need the baits, either the poison or the trap, because if you've got them in the house, you got to get rid of the population that's in the house. And if you do those three things, you will solve your rodent problem permanently.
All right. Drew McFadden is with us. He's from a company called Excluder. They make a product, a barrier, that keeps rodents out. Yes, Steve.
Well, no, we found some gaps in the siding, and only because we had not a rodent infestation. We had a wasp infestation last fall. And I'm just thinking, I mean, is that the same order of magnitude of problem, whether it's a flying critter or a crawling critter?
Certainly the flying critters are a nuisance when they get in around the house. And we have a lot of people will use excluder in other places, you know, up under, up by under the eaves by the fascia board. Sometimes there's a little gap under there that leads up into the attic, and wasps will love to go in there. And so a little excluder will stuffed in there will solve that problem for you. You know, a lot of people like to stuff it in the open tubes at the end of their basketball hoops because bees and wasps love to nest in there. So same kind of a problem, same solution.
Okay, Drew, what is the time of the year that people experience the most rodent problems?
Generally, the prime season, especially in places where the climate changes and it gets cooler, is late summer, early fall, right up through, you know, the start of winter. So when the weather starts to cool down, the rodents start going, looking for a place inside where they can have some warmth and shelter in the colder months.
Okay. Now, we're discussing this, and tell us what people will see if they go to the excluder website. It's, again, BUY, the letter excluder, buyexcluder.com. What do they see when they go up there?
They'll see a couple of things. They'll see the excluder fill fabric in a couple of different forms. We've got some kits out there that are just include the fill fabric, and we also have some kits that include some mouse traps, and we do them with both the snappy trap where it will actually kill the mouse, and if you're feeling more humane, we have kits that also have the live capture mouse traps where you can put them down and catch the guy and let him go outside your house unharmed. And then the other thing you'll see is rodent-proof door sweeps. One of the most common ways that rodents will enter a house is through the gap underneath the door. And most doors have some kind of door sweep on them. Usually it's just rubber or vinyl, and is no match for a determined rodent. Mice and rats can gnaw through many things you wouldn't think they'd be able to, including things like they've been known to gnaw through cinder blocks, aluminum sheet. So we've got the rodent-proof door sweep, which is filled with the excluder fabric and has that they just can't gnaw through. So you can seal up your house, keep the rodents from coming in, and it's got a high-quality rubber gasket on it. So you get all the benefits of keeping the hot air in and the cool air in, whatever the season is, you know, sealing up your house against drafts as well.
Well, as Dave knows, I'm all thumbs, but I always have an interest in doing some of these DIY projects. How easy or difficult is it going to be for a, like I said, an all thumbs guy like me to do?
A beginner, a guy that really doesn't do a lot of that kind of... You know, the base is what we're looking for
here,
Drew.
Got any more? Yeah. Got any more adjectives? Rookie, what else? Come on. Green, blue.
Yeah, a total noob. Even a total noob can do this stuff. Filling gaps with the excluder fill fabric, you buy one of the kits. It comes with the gloves. It even comes with a pair of scissors so you can cut the stuff to the right size. And literally all you do is cut it to the right size and use a screwdriver at the end of the scissors and just poke it firmly into the hole. That's it. There's you need no handyman skills or experience to be able to seal up the gaps around your house with excluder. And even installing a door sweep is a very simple process. If you can handle drilling a hole or two and driving a screw, you could install a door sweep.
All right, now we have trouble with Steve. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, power tools maybe. Are my downfall.
Maybe this one you could do, Steve. All right, Drew McFadden with us from Excluder.
And again, their website, buy, the letter X, Kluter.com, buyxkluter.com. And there are a lot of different ways. I mean, we've had a client in the past that had pouches, and we got about a minute left, Drew, but pouches that you would put around the garage and, you know, under where you kind of store food and under the sink and laundry room, that type of thing. And those are effective too. So there's a lot of ways that you can attack these problems.
Absolutely. I would say what you're looking for is a permanent solution. You know, things like pouches and the other repellents, you'll have to replace those over time. Something like Excluder, you can install once and forget about it and know your problem's solved.
All right. Yeah. Those pouches every 3 months or so. And
right.
They've worked. I mean, I've used them. So, all right, Drew. Well, thanks very much for coming on the program. We'll do it again a few weeks down the line. And the website, buyxkluter.com, and a good product, one facet of rodent control. Drew, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you soon.
Great. Thank you, guys. Always look forward to it.
All right. Very good. Drew McFadden. And, you know, the company with these pouches that I was talking about is called Earthkind, earth-kind.com. And it's a product called Fresh Cab. They're available at Tractor Supply. You know, use some of that. Use some of the Excluder.
Get a cat. And,
yeah. Well, I'm allergic to cats, or else I'd have one. So it's not just one thing. Got to do a lot of things with rodent control. Dave Rush, along with Steve Leventhal, it's Home Improvement USA. We invite you to check out archived programs on our website, homeimprovementusa.com. Back with more. Stick around.
The warm weather is here for a while. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about keeping cool without increasing your utility bill right after this.
Step one, make a list of your weekend projects. Drywall, wash the patio, scrape the loose paint on the deck. Step two, pour yourself a cup of coffee.
Hey, Family Guy's on TV. Love that show.
Step three, 2 hours later, back to your list. Step four, pick a project, break out the tools, get it done. Step five, go ahead, one more episode. No guilt this time. Hyde Tools, everything you need to start somewhere at thehideway.com.
Here are a few tips to keep down your utility bills while you lower the temperature in your house this summer. First, use those ceiling fans. A fan stirs up the air around you to create a cooling effect, much like the wind chill we hear about during the wintertime. This allows you to use your air conditioner less or even raise the thermostat a few degrees when you do. Also, consider replacing your old fan with an Energy Star model, which uses about 50% less electricity. Another great way to keep temperatures and utility bills low is to block or reduce the amount of direct sunlight that enters your home, particularly on the south and west exposures. You can do this from the inside by adding a tinting film to the windows or by closing the blinds and drapes during the daytime. On the outside, you can shade the windows with trees, awnings, or solar screens. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
If you have a rodent problem in your home, any remedy is temporary until you prevent them from entering. For a permanent solution, buy Excluder. Rodent and pest barriers, made of a patented blend of coarse stainless steel and polyfibers, Excluder permanently seals holes and crevices where rodents enter. No chemicals or pesticides, and Excluder door sweeps stop entry under your doors. See it all online at buyXkluter.com. That's buyXkluter.com. buyXkluter.com.
Painting just got easier with Handy Paint products. Hey, kick the bucket, paint like a professional with fewer spills and faster cleanups with the Handy Paint Pail and Paint Cup. Easy come, easy roll, the Handy Paint Tray, Roller Cup, and Roller Pail are perfect for all projects big and small. And if you're climbing the ladder, use the multi-use Handy Ladder Pail for all your projects, the safe way to transport paint and tools on a ladder. Painting just got easier with Handy Paint Pail products.
Did you know that the average yearly repair bill for a car 5 years or older is more than $1,200? Having repair coverage for your car just makes sense. But the trick is not to overpay for it. With Toco Warranty, you can get a highly rated vehicle protection plan usually for less than a tank of gas per month. And now, we're offering a zero down payment program. To get a great car vehicle protection plan at a super low price, call Toco Warranty at 1-800-987-3157. That's 1-800-987-3157. Terms and conditions apply.
Now, back to Home Improvement USA.
Back on the show, Home Improvement USA. Want to thank all of our guests who appeared this hour on the program. Thank you very much. We could not do it without you. And that is a very true statement. We certainly couldn't. All right. Now, from Smart Money and written by Dimitra Kassenidis Elizabeth Tatra. She doesn't just have three names, Steve. She has four. 10 things plumbers won't tell you. And we're not going to go over all 10 in this segment, but we're going to go over a couple.
Do you know what my plumber told me when I asked him about the bill? I said, good God, he says, you charge like more than a lawyer. And he goes, well, that's what I used to be.
Okay, he got into the big money plumbing. Well, you know, some of these things here, we're going to go over it. One, there's an old plumber's adage, an ounce of prevention could cost me thousands. And the article says water is the single most common cause of household damage, according to Safeco Personal Insurance, a Seattle-based homeowners insurance company. It says roughly 30% of home water damage claims result from appliance failure, another 62% from faulty plumbing systems. The biggest culprits, water heaters and washing machines, and repairs are costly. Some easy cautionary measures can lower the risk of water damage and dramatically reduce your reliance on plumbers. First, take stock. Make a checklist of your home's water-based appliances and equipment, water heaters, washing machines, sump pumps, and note any wear and tear, especially on appliance parts. Water heaters have a life expectancy that's hard to predict, so check yours monthly for puddling and follow all maintenance guidelines precisely. Hot water tanks should be replaced every 10 to 12 years. Energy efficiency has come a long way. Replacing your tank with a more modern one will result in energy savings. All right, here's another one.
Number two, I'm not really a plumber.
Yeah, they won't tell you this, okay? A big chunk of the plumbing industry is made up of handymen, guys with tools, and a little plumbing know-how. Although some of these Mr. Fix-Its are competent, many are not. The best way to minimize your risk is to hire a licensed plumber or at least one with a lot of experience. Licensed plumbers are required to abide by state regulations governing how the work is done and to follow local safety and building codes. They're also more likely to carry liability and workers' comp insurance. That's a big deal right there. In states without licensed plumbers, your next best bet is a licensed plumbing contractor or at least somebody who belongs to a plumbing trade organization. You can't go out and say you're a plumber. You know, you just can't go out and say that. But people that really aren't plumbers are out there doing jobs, and it can get costly if you let something like that happen.
Well, it's a big deal around here in the Chicago area. You really have to be a licensed plumber, and especially in most municipalities, you can't pull a permit for plumbing unless they've got insurance and they're a licensed plumber.
All right. My less experienced underling will be over in a minute. Here's another thing the plumber won't tell you. The article says here, Risa Hoag, a public relations firm owner, was surprised when much of the work in a new upstairs bathroom in her New York home was done by people other than the plumber who gave her the initial estimate. That plumber, who was hired by Hoag's contractor, visited the home and assessed the job, but was assisted by an apprentice. The assistant neglected to cap a radiator line, which eventually flooded and ruined the ceiling of the kitchen below. No one checked his work, and we had to rip out a new ceiling, Hoag said. It's common for plumbers to bring apprentices on the job. In fact, it's a required part of the licensing process for trainees. However, although many states require a licensed plumber to supervise an apprentice, that doesn't always happen. So you got to make sure that your work is not getting done by one of these new guys. Okay. Another one that the plumber might not tell you.
I don't do cleanup.
Yes, exactly, Steve. You're reading the article along with me here. They'll often rip up a wall to look for the source of the leak. Some will alert you at this ahead of time. Some won't. Many plumbing problems are hidden, requiring walls, tiles, and floorboards to be removed. And while a little demolition is hard to avoid, many plumbers won't repair the damage they've made, arguing that if the plumbing has been fixed, their work is done. You should always consider whether the job includes the repair of the house structure and cleanup, says Mark Edwards, a professor of civil engineering at Virginia Tech, who specializes in home plumbing engineering. Another one, your favorite home improvement store is making things more difficult. This is one of the things that plumbers won't tell you. The truck of well-prepared service plumbers should have enough basics to handle the most common emergencies. Copper tubing, faucet parts, replacement hoses, rubber washers, fittings, and standard tools. You want to solve as many problems as you can in the one visit. So the more well-stocked you are, the better your chances. Plumbers will get a feel for what products are available in their area, so they typically stock the parts for those products. However, the increase in options to homeowners has resulted in more custom and unusual parts. So here's some different things, you know. That's what they say. Plumbers won't tell you your favorite home improvement store is making things more difficult. They've got to be well-stocked coming in. Steve, good hour of show here. Thank you very much for coming on.
Yeah, hardly got a word in edgewise.
Well, that's because of me. I keep yapping. I'm Dave Rush saying thank you for listening to this hour of the show.